This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am petty. It is one of my worst attributes. I just let things that don't matter really get under my skin, and then I'll put it on social media.
You take it to the next level. Like, you come at people who don't come at you.
That's true.
You want people, like,
it's
you
terrible.
You think things are funny sometimes that simply are not, but you don't give up. And you power through.
I guess it was about a month ago when it really hit me, because so obviously Campy Kennedy is something that is very near and dear to our heart. It is a game that we love, and people are ripping it off all over the country. Even in here in Boston, people are ripping it off and presenting it as something else.
It's kind of an unwritten rule in town, you know, if somebody does something, you don't steal that from them.
Right.
It's like first come, first serve basis in radio, and we've always abided by that over the years.
Exactly. And it's flattering that now there's probably 40 or 50 radio stations around the country that play Campy Kennedy.
But say probably. We know the exact number.
And they didn't even change the name. They call it Can't Beat Whoever. Like, right. They would not even creative enough to change the name. And so we have a radio station that's within our company. We're owned by a big company called Entercom. And so there's another show that we let have our questions all the time, because
by
we were
that,
told
you mean
to.
Dan emails them to him every single
day. We were
day.
Told to.
Mm-hmm. Or her.
So recently, Dan stopped doing it. It was like, listen, write your own questions, right?
Yeah.
The guy writes us an email essentially yelling at us for not doing his work for him on another show in another market. So this is when I get really petty. And I go on the social media and call out this dude. And I'm just like, I'm over it. You're stealing from us. We've been giving it to you for years. Shut your pie hole. And I go at this guy. And then his producer, like, sends me a message back.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yes. She sends me a message back laughing because she knows that I'm being whatever.
petty. Wish I had more examples. Let me just look up your Twitter. I'm sure I can.
Well,
Salt, too many.
Salt put this together for us, Kennedy. Have you heard this yet?
I have.
There's petty, untagging a friend you don't like anymore on Facebook. And then there's Carson-level petty, untagging that friend, but also getting everyone you know to untag them and get their car towed and call the IRS on them. You think you know petty? Carson says, hold his IPA. Carson-level petty.
Yeah, you take it to a new level.
Let me grab you some.
Yes.
DJ Pauly D tweets out, shout out to my homie, Kyrie Irving. Carson tweets out, Kyrie is only 6'3".
Because, like, for no reason.
For no reason.
You had no reason to interject yourself into that conversation.
Because he looked like he was about 4 foot tall standing next to Kyrie, and I thought Pauly D was taller than that.
From Carson Taker. I'm so excited to announce that for the 15th consecutive year, the Carson and Kennedy Show has not been nominated for nor won any morning show award.
Oh, that's my pinned tweet. I've had that one up there for a long time. That irks me so bad.
You're just like...
16 years we've been hosting the show, Annie.
You're the king of subtweeting or sub-Instagramming or whatever. Yeah. Like, you're just... I just don't understand it. I really don't.
Just, people have digs and people go passive aggressive, but you like just take
why.
It to a next level.
I don't know why and where it came from. You know, like, my mother didn't have social media, so it wasn't like she was doing this.
No, you're just...
I don't know. And my dad's not like that. I think it's more my mom than my dad. I don't know if my dad is petty like this. It's 617-931-1234 if you want to share a story, by the way, of being Carson-level petty. Or we'll see if you've made it to my level.
Yeah,
or if
I
you're just
know.
A rookie.
It's hard.
I'm playing in the major leagues.
You really are.
Yeah, you really are.
TB12 tweets. Tom Brady outlasting Gronk is another incredible sign of his longevity. Carson, hashtag humble brag.
Like, you just twist the knife.
Casey
on
Musgrave
everything.
Said, wow, precisely what the record was created for, dancing on your boat at sunset with light choreo and cigars. That was for the Jonas Brothers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And no rhythm. Carson Taker.
I wrote hair there. I fixed your tweet.
Ruthless.
I didn't know you've been collecting these.
Right?
She doesn't have to.
I don't have to.
She's literally just
I'm
going
just
down your feed.
Carson, you could log on to anything.
The collection is your Twitter feed.
This is my tweets.
This it's is your my wife Instagram.
This is my wife doesn't do Twitter.
Your wife texting you and you correcting her.
Every single
immediately.
Every single tweet about Robert Kraft. Hashtag I'm shocked. No one. My wife just called. She has to drive from Charlestown to Hyde Park, then back again. Hashtag thoughts and prayers.
She's like, I have to drive across town. I'm like, really?
Oh, so sorry.
Thoughts and prayers.
I just don't.
That's funny. I thought you were collecting these.
Nope.
This is just my most recent tweet.
I just didn't have to.
No.
Anyway. All right. 617-931-1234. If you want to be Carson level petty.
I want to be an all-star and petty like you.
No. We're getting t-shirts made, just FYI.
Oh, I can't wait. KLP, bro.
KLP forever!
KLP? KLP? Is that what we're calling it?
KLP, absolutely.
KLP. Hashtag KLP.
Hashtag KLP. Let's make it happen.
There's Petty, untagging a friend you don't like anymore on Facebook. And then there's Carson level petty, untagging that friend, but also getting everyone you know to untag them and get their car towed and call the IRS on them. You think you know Petty? Carson says, hold his IPA. Carson level petty.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.